is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Welcome into a Monday edition of the program. These could be in the 90s today. All week? This is like 10 degrees warmer than normal.
All week. It's going to be that way till next September, isn't it?
I think we're ahead a little bit. It shouldn't be this warm this quickly.
I know they're saying that, but I don't feel that way. It's usually pretty damn hot by this time of year.
It's been so beautiful. I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I know if anyone went out to Kiowa for the PGA Championship, y'all were loving it. Maybe not the wind so much. Looking in the golfer's direction. Although, Phil Mickelson pulled it out, that old goat, grandpa, with his cane and everything.
The old man. 50 years old.
I can't believe it.
I don't know how he's still breathing.
This is like so depressing the way they're reporting it. I want to be so happy for the guy. It's like, oh my word, 50 is old? Anyway, congratulations, old goat Mickelson. I mean, even in our own headlines, it's like, oh, geez. I'm going to feel happy for him. I'm going to be depressed about it. Oh, man. But great way to wrap over the weekend for the PGA Championship. If anybody was out there, I know you had a great time, you know, but ageless wonder Phil. All the things I've heard him called. Oh, my gosh. Winning the PGA Championship on Sunday. He closed with a 1-over-73 to win by 2 over Brooks Koepka and Lewis with the O's and the Z in his name. I don't. Not even going to try to pronounce all that. Because, like I said before, I'm not the biggest golf fan. It was hard to watch some of those shots, though, I'll be honest. It was like, oh, ooh. And the people in the crowd, get her in the hole.
There was some bad shots.
Yeah, there was. Oh, man. Before the top of the hour, though, I want to get right into it. We were talking about mask shaming the shotless college kids. So this story was released on Friday, and everybody's out, you know, running towards the weekend, doing their own thing. And a lot of people may have not seen this. And all of a sudden, you got Clemson parents going, wait, what? So you got Clemson University announcing on Friday their COVID-19 requirements will change for individuals that provide proof. Now, last week, the university started kind of lining up with their demanding and mandating. And University of Virginia is one of the first ones I'd heard of. Then you see Columbia University and then the University of Michigan. And this is basically demanding the shots or stay viral, you know, when it comes to in-person learning. So Clemson comes out and they're saying, well, as long as you can provide proof fully vaccinated against COVID-19, then we're good. No face coverings required, no quarantine requirements. Those are going to drop for fully vaccinated individuals. And this is starting on June 1, by the way. It's the 24th of May, so we're talking next week. No mandatory testing requirements for fully vaccinated individuals. I'm just running down the list here. And literally, they have an upload tool here for you to provide proof. Meanwhile, you got parents going, wait a second. I got a young, healthy kid here. This is still, mRNA, not approved by the FDA, you know, the wait and see folks. And of course, it's their child's body, their child's choice, right? Or no, Clemson University. So then they're, you know, basically you've got, you know, leadership at Clemson saying, oh, well, you got to require proof of your vaccination for your students and staff, or you won't be exempt from wearing mask, weekly testing, and mandatory quarantine requirements. So that is the way the state of campus life will look for Clemson in the coming year. So this, to me, unless y'all know something else from your other universities here in South Carolina, is the first that I've seen in the Palmetto State, in a red state, the first university that I've seen with these draconian requirements. Now, I mentioned some of the other ones, and these are all, well, I mean, Virginia, do we consider that a red state anymore? I don't think so.
Nope.
No. I mean, Michigan. I don't know. No way. Definitely not a red state. So I was thinking, okay, well, maybe you're going to see maybe the blue states universities jump on quicker on this. But Clemson really floored me. And a lot of parents are upset. And if you do not have your voices heard, nothing will change.
Well, there is no red in academia, essentially. Or not much, you know, not enough to make any kind of impressionable.
Gosh, I would have thought Clemson would be a little different. I don't know. I don't know why I thought that, but I know we've got a lot of parents out there pretty upset about it. 721-TALK, 843-721-8255. JD's been hanging on a while. What's up, JD?
We can't seem to stand up for individual rights. And one of the things that we have is whenever you have these mass shootings with individuals, a lot of times, practically almost every time, we find out that they're a mentally ill individual and they've gone off their medication. Well, according to the HIPAA laws, the doctor that is treating the patient is prevented unless he believes that the individual is an immediate threat to himself or somebody else. And that means they've got the weapon in their hand and they are about to hurt somebody, then that doctor is unable to contact police and family members and inform them that this patient has gone off their meds. But when it comes to coronavirus, well, we're going to go ahead and force you and violate the HIPAA laws. And, you know, you can't work unless you prove that you've had the shot. You know, that's totally, completely, 100% a violation of our rights. And you know what? I don't hear the Republican Party standing up for our individual rights in this state.
You always got to go after the Republican Party, JD. And they're the one. You got Rand Paul out there pushing back on a lot of this, and so are other Republicans. So I don't understand why you always have to go after
Where is Rand Paul in our state government? Where is Rand Paul in our state government?
Our state government
Drew McKissick likes to go out and talk about all the accomplishments of the Republican Party and how they've done
our Republican governor has pushed back against any of these mandated shots. He's pushed back on so many things, and so too have a lot of Republican lawmakers.
Why are these colleges still getting state funds?
Well, see, that would be the next step. I mean, this was just announced on Friday.
This has been a conversation for months. Where is the Republican Party? They are always Johnny come lately, and they wait to people are being violated if they do anything at all.
This is not true. JD, it's like you're not even paying attention to the Greenville lawmaker that made it illegal for an employer to force you to get a shot for your job. The whole fact that our governor, I think by executive order, made sure that we're not going to be some COVID passport state. I mean, that's not true.
Then why is it happening at Clemson?
Well, that because I'm assuming it's its own entity. I don't know.
They get state funds, don't they?
This just happened Friday, so I'm sure that's coming. Wait for it. I'm sure this week we'll immediately hear an uproar from parents as word spreads, not only just here on the airwaves, but all the way to the state capital in Columbia. We will, I'm sure, have Republican lawmakers, not Democrat lawmakers, pushing back against this to defund them.
I don't see the backbone in our state. I have never seen the backbone of the Republican Party in our state. They talk a good game. They say what they're going to stand up for, and then they always back down.
Start your day with 94.3 WSC. Now available on Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on your mobile device thanks to our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
So here we were before the break. You know, here we went from mass shootings to, you know, basically JD always turns it into an indictment against the Republican Party. But I would disagree with him on that. I really do. I do think that there'll be something to come from potentially from a statewide level. And I do think it would be Republican lawmakers leading the charge to defund places like Clemson University, who are mandating, you know, COVID shot proof.
But they've mandated vaccines for years in the public schools, I'm sure in the colleges.
I don't remember in college ever having to show I had a vax in any vax records.
Well, Jackie just called. She said she has two juniors in Clemson, and when they were admitted a few years ago, they had to show proof of vaccines.
What vaccines?
All your regular, you know, the measles and...
I mean, you get that when you're so young. I don't remember ever having to provide all that extra stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's just been so long. I haven't been in college. I don't remember.
No, you have to, you know, and in the public school system, you have to provide it too, or they won't let your kid go to school.
This is what parents are fearing, because we've got...
But they've already done this, is my point.
Well, I'm talking about specifically, obviously, with the coronavirus shot. So the... The messages that I'm getting from parents are, holy cow, they've got vaccination clinics at my kid's school. And if they're 16 or older, it's like the new peer pressure drug they felt like. It's that people are feeling, the kids are feeling pressured. They're messaging their parents in the middle of school saying, oh, my gosh, some of my friends are getting, you know, this COVID shots. And
do you have the little scar on your arm?
Oh, my gosh.
Because at some point that they stopped using that gun. And maybe it's because I'm old like Phil Mickelson. But
older than Phil Mickelson.
If you're above a certain age, you have a scar on your arm for when they took this big gun and stuck it in your arm at school.
I did not have a gun
gave
in
you the
my
vaccine.
Arm at school, no.
Yeah.
No.
And it gives you like a little round
No, all of our shots came from
scar.
Our pediatrician. Not in a school.
We got them at school.
Wow. 721-TALK, 843-721-8255. I thought you were talking about the four, I can't remember which one it was for, but they would prick you with four needles at one time and encircle it and tell you to watch it. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Watch it for what?
To see if it changed. Did it get inflamed or red? Oh, okay. Or I'm like, well, you just poked me with four needles at one time. Like, I'm pretty sure it's going to get inflamed and red. Wait, what? Oh, man. Team coverage of traffic and weather. We put it together every 10 minutes. The concern I'm getting from parents now is because MUSC, in conjunction with CCSC schools, have had some COVID clinics, shot clinics, and they're saying 16 and up. They don't have to have, you know, parental acceptance. And so some of these kids are coming home with COVID shots, and parents are like, wait, what? We didn't even know about this.
Yeah.
Now, as CCSC's got it on their website. Some parents have said that they did find an email. Others say it could have gotten lost in my email, but there wasn't a follow-up. And now they're saying, you know, 12 and up. So the concern is parents are saying, geez, now not just high schools, but now this can involve my middle school age kids. Of course, 12 to 16, you know, still 12 and up, you just have to get parental consent.
Good.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Kelly Golden Show. Now available on Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on your mobile device thanks to our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
I tell you what, the phones are loaded there now.
And they were arguing with me, so let me clarify my point.
All right.
How come I can't say that?
Because you're older than Phil Mickelson.
I guess so. So
just go ahead.
Losing my ability for speech.
Yeah, here you go. Here's your walker.
Yeah, here's your walker and your cane. Your, what's the button? I can't get up. That
Phil
thing.
Mickelson, 50.
The alert thing.
Yes,
but anyway.
Get your medic alert in here.
So I'm not saying I agree with, you know, these universities or schools forcing students to get the vaccine. All I was saying.
Oh,
is
I didn't
that
hear that.
Well, I've had a bunch of phone callers say, okay, hey, look, let me set you straight here. So all I was saying is they've been doing this for years. It's no surprise to me that they're demanding this. They've been demanding vaccines, that you show your proof of vaccines for years. Now you can argue about how this vaccine's different, or all the lies Dr. Fauci's told, and all the, you know, you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, the schools have been demanding proof of vaccine for decades and decades and decades now.
Well, and I don't remember me having, and it's been a while since I've been in college. I'm not, unlike you, I'm not sharing my age, but I don't remember having to do that for college. But let me get Joey up here on 94.3 WSC, and then we'll get to Greg.
Your parents don't like it. Just pull their kid from the school.
I mean, there are a lot of parents, though, that have to work and can't afford private school. I mean, they're very twisted and torn, and I hear from them, especially through all this pandemic, often. And they're like, yeah, and you know, they don't know what to do.
I'm part of that parental group, too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm just saying, if you can't, you're not, I mean, those type of universities, they only change whenever it hits their bottom dollar.
Right.
All they care about is the money. That's all they care about. So if enough parents either stand up and say, I'm going to pull, or actually pull their kids, maybe they'll change. I don't know.
Boy, this is tough, though. I mean, the timing on this, think about it. You know, how long Terrible. It takes a kid to, and the anticipation of it, and year and a half later, and they get accepted, and then all of a sudden, it's like the rug's pulled out from underneath them when it comes to this this shot.
Yeah. It's purposeful, in my opinion. I think they're doing it, they knew this was coming. Why wouldn't they give the kids enough time to make their own decision?
Do you think they're trying to save face?
No. No. I don't think any university does that. Mm. Not genuinely. I'm saying they should have made this decision, you know, a while back. And now, you know, I just had a bunch of kids at my house that are going off to college. They're packing up. They just came home. Now they're packing up and going back
right.
for summer. And I just spoke to a kid yesterday who was planning on going to Clemson. And he's saying now that he is he's second guessing it because he don't want to be forced to do that.
Wow.
But, who knows what his parents say?
I know, right?
Saying the matter.
Yeah. Now, see, there you go. What if you have, I didn't even thought about that. If kid wants to do one thing and parents say another.
Well, most of the time the kid's going to do what the parents want, you know.
I suppose it depends on whose purse or wallet it affects. You know, if I'm someone who I've got student loans, I'm going to be paying, then I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, it's different though if parents are pulling the purse strings, and then man, this is just tough. I can't even believe the conversations we're having.
It's insane. It's scary.
Yeah.
You know, I've got one out of college and one in college. Thank goodness I got one out of college, although she graduated from an extremely liberal college.
Well, I did too. There's hope. There's hope. I graduated from the College of Charleston, so there's hope for her.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, there's hope.
I don't think the parents... wallets are going to affect the colleges at all. They have benefactors, and as long as they have some rich benefactors, they're good. Plus, I'm more concerned with the public schools when they're children, and you ought to have school choice. That's why school choice is so important. You can make the choice to go to college or not, or which college you go to, but not so much when it comes to, you know, elementary school through high school.
Well, and here we are talking about the shot, which, by the way, we keep calling it a vaccination. We need to remind everybody that this is emergency use authorized. So if you're just tuning in, and we'll hit traffic and weather here and get back to the phones coming up. But over the weekend, I got inundated with some messages from parents, middle and high school parents, saying, whoa, we're getting messages from CCSD schools that they're going to be doing vaccination clinics at the schools. And they're urging 12 and up. So we're talking middle schools apparently involved. High schools have already been involved. One mom said that her son was messaging her throughout the day because he's over 16 years old and felt pressured by his friends, felt pressured by the faculty, saying, oh, well, you can get it. It's free. And you're over 16. Like, you don't have to ask your mom and dad. I mean, so it was very disturbing to this mother who said, my God, this kind of came out of nowhere. Am I the only one that's concerned about this? Because some of the kids went home with shots and parents didn't know about it when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine.
That part, that's not right.
Right. So now That's middle and high school. So Clemson, then, we add now jump to college here. Clemson, as far as I know, is the first in South Carolina to now say, show us your papers. Or stay masked, stay distanced, stay
away. We're going to see more and more and more of this, not only in the colleges. We're going to see it in workplace. We're going to see it in, in the government. It's going to be the way it is, our new normal.
Oh, boy.
Unlike the dinner table, you can always talk politics on The Kelly Golden Show. Taking your calls now at 721-TALK on 94.3 WSC.
All right, coming up, we're going to hear from Jay. He's a Goose Creek father of five. Kids have never been vaccinated. So for 23 years, Jay's been fighting back, putting the hand up. But I got to wonder how many Jays are out there given with the COVID-19 clinics around, with the shots now, coming for the kids in middle and high school, apparently, according to some of the reports that I'm getting from parents. 721-TALK, 843-721-8255. This all comes on the heels of Clemson University coming out on Friday saying, stay masked up if you're not going to prove that you've gotten the shot.
I don't know what the answer is. I mean,
a lot of parents are really upset about this. And Greg's making an extreme but very interesting point.
They talk about the Clemson requiring this vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. So we're once again repeating what happened in 1939 in Germany, in that you're forcing kids to take an experimental drug. It's not the same as when I was a kid, and I'm older than Phil Mickelson, and requiring the vaccines, as your partner there says, when we went to school, to grade school and high school. This is totally different. This is an experimental drug. Until it becomes an official vaccine, we're back to 1939 Germany.
Oh, that's a good point, Greg. I mean, these are scary times and conversations that I can't believe we're even having.
Correct.
I mean, honestly, and I would have thought better of Clemson. I wonder if they would consider reversing if enough parents are up in arms about this. So far, it's such new information. I think people are just hearing about it.
I don't see how they can continue to push it once all this gets made public. I mean, like you said, they came out Friday, so everybody's still suing over it.
Man, I mean, emergency youth authorization, you're correct about that. Not FDA approved.
Not FDA approved. So you're forcing someone to take a drug that's experimental. I mean, you could force them to take LSD or heroin, right?
Well,
why don't they do that?
And I know, Greg, you're being facetious about that. And he's taking his point to an extreme on purpose. For you to hear how extreme this feels to families.
I don't know. I mean, so we're at this point where you can argue it is a vaccine or it isn't a vaccine, and
gene therapy drug.
Well, I'm not going to fall on either side of that. I'll make the point that here's what happens when you politicize
healthcare
and everything. Mm-hmm. You sow a bunch of distrust, and now people don't know what to believe. They're afraid of this thing, and it could be a beneficial thing. I don't know. You know, but this is what happens when you put people like Dr. Fauci in charge.
Yes.
And all of these and you play politics with the numbers and everything else. You just sow a bunch of distrust and then this is what you have.
Yep. 7:50 late for traffic and weather. We'll get to Jay coming up. Goose Creek father of five. 23 years. None of those children have ever been vaccinated.
We prepare you for the day ahead with traffic and weather on the fives and news you need to know. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Parents just, messaging, feeling like this is the corona shot is the new peer pressure drug for their kids to get. Whether it's middle and high school, and now we've got Clemson with some cram downs when it comes to, prove it with your papers kind of thing. I don't want to run out of time. I want to get to Jay here in Goose Creek. Tell us your story.
I had five kids. I had a child about 23 years ago that had a severe reaction to a vaccination, so we haven't done any vaccinating. And five kids for 23 years in the school system all the way up through college. No problems whatsoever. We just have them turn in a religious exemption form and or you can do the medical exemption. No problem. But the schools and various other entities don't like you to know this, but they cannot deny you under federal law. They cannot deny you those exemptions. And that's been held up in court. So the issue is parents just have to know what questions to ask and get the and request an exemption form.
Well, except now they're taking that farther, though. They're now saying requiring that they wear masks and have weekly testing or mandatory quarantine. Like, they've taken this so much farther, though.
Yeah, mandating medical treatment and PPE, that's going to be I'm also I spent 4 years as an industrial hygienist. I used to tell the doctors what PPE they needed to wear in the operating room, et cetera, et cetera. Doctors don't prescribe PPE. Okay, they never have. Industrial hygienists prescribe PPE. So I've had an issue with this over the past year. This entire prescribing of PPE, personal protective equipment, by politicians and various other people who are not qualified, and it violates federal law. Anybody who wears a breathing restrictive device, if you prescribe that for them by federal law, they have to have a fitness test. Nobody in America that I know of, unless they're in the industrial environment or whatever, has had any fitness tests. They're illegally prescribing, but that's a different story. I don't think any of this is going to stand up. I know the religious exemption has worked for us for the last 23 years. As far as them mandating medical testing and mandating masks, this is, you know, it's not law. It's against standing federal law and has been. I just don't see this being sustainable, but that's just,
yeah, you again, say from that, my background. Jay. Yeah, I was going to say, you say that, Jay, but look at all the people who have been masking with the kids in school, masking with the kids in college. It, frankly, not pushing back, not standing up, you know, until now. I mean, it's taken this long. And so
I wonder if we're going to
have as much as many J's out there with five kids for 23 years who have said no, put a hand up.
Other than one or two occasions, church and some other things where I've been asked by just by friends. But other than that, I haven't worn a mask for I haven't worn a mask for over a year either.
Well, we got to hit traffic and weather here. We're late for it, but we'll talk more about this. Because there's a lot to get to. You have a lot of valid points. I keep looking around wondering how many wolves do we have versus sheep. And I guess time's going to tell.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.